Hey friend, welcome to the Beyond Limits and Labels podcast. I'm your host, Pam Fontas. And you can call me a coach, a public speaker, a mentor, or an entrepreneur. However, I've never been after a title. I'm a gal on a mission, and I've been on this mission for 20 years now. 20 years of coaching, supporting, guiding, and inspiring women. 20 years of being a huge cheerleader for women. It might be two decades, but honestly, most days it feels like I'm just getting started, because this, my friends, is my damn calling. This is what I live here for. And so, welcome to my space here on the internet, this podcast. I am so excited you're here. It's here that we're going to ditch the shoulds and get real with our wants and desires. It's here where limits do not exist and we carve our own path. It is here where labels don't do us any justice, because we are much more than how anybody would choose to define us. So happy you're here. It's time to do life and business on your terms, where there's more joy, more impact, more wellness, more money, more success, more freaking love. You ready? Let's go. I am back, and I am back for good this time, friends. Some of you know what I'm talking about. If you're here for the first time, maybe you don't know that I did start this podcast a couple years back. Different brand, different vibe. And the reality is there was a lot going on in my life back then. I was healing from a really big personal life decision. It was the earlier days of COVID and riding those waves, you know, as a business owner. That was fun, said no one ever. And the timing just wasn't right. And now the timing is. And so I'm here with Beyond Limits and Labels. I am here for good. There's going to be episodes of me just hanging out solo, sipping my tea or my coffee like I'm doing now, chatting with you. And there's also going to be some amazing conversations with experts and people that you need to hear from. You need to. And I just can't wait for all of it. But why did I decide to start now? To be honest, this has been on my radar for a while, but back in the fall, I'd say, so a couple months ago or so, the whole concept of legacy was just something that I was sitting with a lot. You know, what impact could I make when I'm no longer here? What have I done and how have I impacted the world? Those were just things that were on my mind. Now, I'm not sure if it had to do with the heartbreaking chaos of the world, if it had to do with some personal life changes that I was navigating, or maybe it has to do with me closing on another decade in less than 4 months. Let's do the math. I say I've been working this for 20 years. 20 plus 20 is, yep, 4 zeros coming up. We got less than 4 months to prep for it. But anyways, all of those things were just leading me to think about this more, leading me to think about legacy. And, you know I've made impact on clients through events, through one-on-one work, through communities I've created. And I love that. I am proud of that. But I'm ready to make more impact. And I'm ready to just get out of my own way. That's kind of the whispers that I was hearing on my shoulder. Pam, have the conversations, share the things. You are here for a reason. That came up over and over and over again. And this medium, why I enjoy podcasts, is if you're here, and you want to give attention to whatever topic I'm talking about or this conversation, I have it a lot better than I would on social media. Not as much my jam. I mean, I hang out there from time to time, but let's get serious. Who watches like a million stories in a row and really digests everything that someone says? So I got called back to this medium of podcasting. I love it. I love conversations with individuals. I don't know how many times I've talked with a fellow entrepreneur or a good friend. And we've said, oh my goodness, if we recorded that, that could have been an amazing podcast. And I mean an amazing podcast because it would have been helpful. It could have been helpful for the listener, for you. And again, this just reiterates why this podcast and why now, you know? And so my hope is it, of course, is that I make more of an impact on your life, you, the listener. And it was interesting as this whole idea of legacy came about, and I was thinking about it a lot and how I would create things that kind of go beyond me, you know? I was looking for a new Netflix series. This is like a couple months ago now. I want to say, maybe actually a month ago. I think I binged it pretty good. Anyways, I was looking for a new Netflix series, beginning of November, more than likely. And like, I'm a girl who typically likes cartel stuff, maybe a good documentary, but that's more my jam. You know, Queen of the South is a favorite of mine. I love the Narcos, you know, Lincoln Lawyer, that kind of thing. Anyhow, I came across this show called New Amsterdam. And at first, by first glance, I was like, another doctor show. That's just not my jam. I'm like, oh, yay, all the romance drama of people that work in a hospital. No thanks. But then I clicked on the info. And what I gathered from whatever the info blurb said was that there was this new medical director that took over America's only public hospital and was basically flipping it on its head to do some good. And so what I interpreted it as, I was like, all right, someone doing things their own way in an attempt to make some good shit happen. Who cares about people? This might actually be interesting. And so I hit play and I watched. And I'm not going to lie, it could be a tearjerker, okay? So if you're a bit of a softie like me, FYI, I am, there'll be some moments for sure. I think what I loved about it is it really highlighted beautiful aspects of humanity. And it did that at a time where it'd be really easy to turn on the news or even social media and see the opposite, okay? Anyways, bear with me. Why am I talking about New Amsterdam? I'm talking about the show because, well, first of all, I ended up watching the whole series, so it did hook me. But the medical director, Dr. Max Goodwin, so this is the guy that basically flips things on his head and does it his own way. And his leading question throughout the whole series is, how can I help? All right. So I'm not giving much away by saying that because you'll literally hear it at the beginning if you start the series today. But he always asks, how can I help? How can I help? And it was interesting, right? Because as I'm like thinking about legacy, and then I'm literally watching a show maybe every day, every other day, a couple here or there. And I'm this like statement is just constantly being almost asked of me, it feels like, right? So yeah, I've just sat with that legacy and how I can help. And you know, how I can help has really driven a lot of my work over the last 20 years. And it's honestly been out of my own experiences and all the learning I've done from clients, why I've chosen to do the coaching and the mentorship work and the community building that I have. That's why I've started and I currently run my two businesses. From my own personal experience and those of my clients and the women that I've met and the women that I've been honored to work with. So how can I help has taken the wheel, but when I attach it to legacy and I attach it to something in hopes that can become something bigger than me, that's when I really got pulled to get back to this podcasting game. I actually told my sister, and if you did read my newsletter, if you're on that list and you read one of my recent newsletters, I talked about how, you know, even when I kicked the bucket in 55 years, because, you know, that's my goal, staying here for another 55 years, my stinking cute little niece will just take over the podcast empire. So I've told her to prep her for that. And hopefully she is keen. But anyhow, that is why. This is why I'm doing this podcast. This is why I'm doing it now. My hope is to help and serve and inspire and guide and do it not only just with my own wisdom nuggets and practical coaching theories and exercises and all of the things that I'm going to contribute in these podcasts, but do it through conversations with others that are really here to support you. So yeah, and you know what? It was pretty ironic. On Christmas Day, I ended up seeing an individual that I'm telling you, I would have never thought I'd seen in a million years. Like, it just wasn't someone I thought I would see. And they happened to come over to a family gathering last minute, a little bit more impromptu. And I can't say I've really had an individual conversation with this person in years, besides just very few limited interactions. And this individual asked a few questions about work and such and took a moment to pause. He put his hand on his heart and he said, listen, if there's anything here that you really need to say to anyone, to the world, to whoever, just make sure you say it. And perhaps he was sharing this for a specific reason. And I just really I'm really just open to signs from the universe. And that conversation with that individual on that day and that message reaffirmed so many things that are currently going on in my life, both personally and professionally. It reaffirmed the podcast that I was going to hit publish on just days later after having that conversation, because I do want to be speaking more of my truth and having conversations, brave conversations with other amazing individuals who are going to be on here sharing their truth as well, in an attempt really to help you live your own truth, to help you carve your path. Because this podcast is really about you, the listener, and what I want for you. I've coached thousands of women. I've coached them in their businesses. I've coached them in their fitness and wellness, and I've coached them in their lives. I am someone who's committed to personal growth and my own personal development journey. I'm almost a junkie. Pros and cons of that, my friends, pros and cons. All right. But through all of my professional experience and through my personal experience, I can tell you one thing is for sure. There is no cookie cutter approach to doing this life or running your business that works for everyone. There is no cookie cutter approach. No cookie cutter approach for your health or your fitness or your nutrition or your business or your finances or any of the things that you feel you want to achieve or want to have in your life. There's no perfect 1 to 10 step plan that is going to work for everyone, as much as we often hope or want to believe it. And at this time of year, oh goodness, the marketing that is going to work hard on those vulnerabilities of yours that you have in the certain areas of your life and try to sell you certain things that are quick fixes is going to come in hard, right? And there's going to be no escaping it. And I've seen this over and over again, that when people commit to certain ways of being, certain ways of running their businesses, certain ways of taking care of their bodies because they feel they should do it in a certain way, they feel that this way is the only way because someone else has done it and has success in it, so that means I can too. It often can lead to failure or just unhappiness and unsatisfaction, whether they achieve quote unquote said goal or not, right? And so the work is in carving our own path, honestly being our own gurus. And listen, you're talking to someone who has had, I don't know how many mentors. I have probably done every business course online that you might know about. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're in that space, you know the big courses you're talking about, I've probably done them, okay? I've had amazing therapists in my life for the last 20 years because I believe in working on my mental wellness, whether something big is going on in my life or not, right? So I'm not saying that we're not going to have people support us on our path, but what I'm saying is if we actually really want to build lives that we want to get out of bed for, okay? Build businesses that we want to get out of bed for, that starts with us. And that starts with peeling back the layers, getting to know ourselves more, and ditching all of the shoulds, because the world is going to be so freaking loud and it's going to tell us how we should approach everything. Add in social media, basically just taking over the world. And it's so easy. Like everything is just a click away, right? Telling us how we should live our lives, telling us how we should run our businesses. And I'm not saying that a lot of the resources or messages aren't well-intentioned. And I'm not saying that a lot of them aren't going to help either, right? But what I am saying is that you are deserving of more joy, more wellness, more impact, more money, more success, of course, as defined by you, more love. And that is possible for you if you're willing to do the work and willing to be brave. The warning comes with, if you're going to be brave with your life and you're going to attempt to push past those limits, ditch the labels and do you, you're going to fall. You're going to struggle. There's going to be failures. Being brave with your life means that's non-negotiably going to happen. All right. But what's the other option? Not being brave, looking back and thinking, what if? What if I said that to him or her? What if I had started that business? What if I had scaled that business or pivoted to that new business opportunity? What if I had attempted that fitness challenge that had been on my mind that I just felt like I couldn't do? That's the alternative, is what if? And then waking up one day, how many years down the road, and things that we wanted for ourselves, we put on the back burner, right? So this space is going to be a space where we have a lot of conversations. I provide practical tools that you can use, honestly, to help you live a life that you deserve and run a business and make an impact that you want as well, okay? Because as a values-driven entrepreneur, currently running two businesses, about to launch a third, stay tuned, lots of details there, I've learned a thing or two, right? And I've learned a thing or two about doing things in a way that works for you. Because that is, I don't know about you, but waking up knowing that I've made some intentional decisions that have ended up adding more joy and more love to my life when I could have chosen otherwise can be a pretty good feeling. And also, the promise is there's going to be shitstorms in life. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be clouds that roll in and lightning that strikes when we friggin' have no control over it. But when you have intentionally done the work that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning for your life, for your business, for your family, it makes it a lot easier to weather those storms because the storms are about to happen, right? But if we can get honest with ourselves and we can do the work, we can push past limits, all right? We strip off the labels that don't serve us and we build lives and businesses that we love. So that is really what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to cover so many different topics. I mean, it's beyond limits, right? So wah, wah, literally, we are going to talk about all of the things. Very much a focus will be on personal growth and wellness and entrepreneurship. And I'm going to be talking to some leaders and experts in this field. And of course, I have a lot to say on all of these topics too. Actually, on that note, if you want to be someone that contributes to this podcast and maybe have a conversation with me, I am booking for later January. And maybe we can connect. So just drop me a line, my contact information. I'll put it in the notes in this episode. Just let me know, what do you want to talk about and how do you think it could help this audience? And who is this audience? If you're listening, you're someone who's maybe tired of the shoulds. You're someone who is really ready to do things her own way in business, in life, in your wellness, with your body, with your fitness. You're someone who maybe is just exhausted of doing things in a way that hasn't worked before. Or on the flip side, you're someone who feels pretty good right now, but wants more, you know, more joy, more love, more impact, more freedom, more money, more success, just all of the good things. You want more of it. You're in the right place, my friend. You are in the right place. I'm not going to keep you too long today because we're kicking things off here. We're going to jump into juicier conversations as soon as a few days from now when the next episode drops. But I'm going to share something and then give you something to think about. How is that? And it's probably quite timely given the fact that we are approaching a new year and some of you may be doing some reflecting already. Anyhow, this would have been probably a couple months ago. I came across a really popular influencer online. We're talking, she has numerous New York Times bestsellers, top podcast, and does some really great work in the world. Like, I really like the work that this individual does. And I saw a video that she shared, and it was her answering a question from one of her readers or followers. And the question was, how are you so successful? And her answer was, it's as simple as she knows what she wants. And I had to pause there and listen. Of course, in a video on social media, she probably had a lot more to say about this. That's why I'm not dropping this person's name because I really like the work that they do. But my first thought is, huh, but so many people don't know what they want, or they're chasing things they think they want. And it's more of a because they think they should be doing it or should wanting it. And that's where my mind went. And it didn't just go there. I didn't just think this organically. This is something that observed over the last two decades in my work. We think we want something. We think we want to achieve something because we think that the achievement of that want, is going to make us feel more confident, more successful, happier, all of those things, right? And there's work to be done to actually get clarity on what we really want for ourselves. There is so, like, just we've been raised with so much conditioning. Like, there's so much conditioning from our society, from the families we've been raised in, from the media that we've been exposed to, that none of us should feel guilty for not always being able to know the answer, or for thinking we want something and then gathering more information as time goes on and realizing we want something else. Like, no shame in that. There's reasons why often a lot of us are chasing things and thinking we want things that won't actually ultimately make us happy, right? This is not our fault, my friends. But it goes back to this work, right? The work of what I call the limitless woman. And part of that work is to get to know yourself away from the noise. Doesn't happen overnight at all. It'll probably happen for the rest of your life, but it is so freaking worth it. Because then when you're achieving goals, there is extra satisfaction and fulfillment when you know that you've truly done something for yourself that you really wanted. But the work is in often getting the clarity around what that thing is. I do it all the time with my business clients. And it's work that I feel really grateful to get to do, that uncovering of that clarity. Because if we can get clear, then systems, structures, and things that we can put in place can be a lot easier. And actually, the end result we often get to with more ease and more joy because of how clearly we've defined that endpoint in alignment with what we actually desire. Okay. So before I leave you with a little gift at the end of this episode, I want you to start thinking about what you want for yourself this coming year in 2024 and what comes up. And you don't need to think too far into it. You can put it on a little journal, write it on a notepad, maybe grab your phone, stick it in the notes, maybe just reflect on it. And I'm working on something that I'm going to gift you for free, and we're going to chat about it a little bit more in the next episode, which is going to help you gain the clarity that you deserve so that in 2024, you're working towards the things that you do really want and the things that will bring you the joy, the fulfillment, and all of the good stuff. That is actually the stuff that you want in your life. Okay? How does that sound? So just start thinking and brainstorming on this. What do I want for myself and or my business in 2024? Start brainstorming. Start writing it down. There's no right or wrong. We're going to dig into it. Remember, it's beyond limits and labels here. Anything goes. All right? Anything goes, my friends. So I can appreciate that some of you that are here don't know me, or maybe don't know me well, or have ever come across my work perhaps. And so maybe you're thinking, well, she's done this work for 20 years, living a life on her terms and building businesses that she loves. Maybe it all just comes easy to her. You know, I don't know. I don't know what your perception is at all. I can't control that. I learned that a long time ago. It doesn't matter what I put out into the world, what I say, everyone's going to have their own perception and experience of me. But this is what I'm going to share. Yes, I am a woman who loves my life. I am a woman who has two businesses that I love, that I'm building, and I'm about to launch another one. That is all true. I'm also a woman who struggles, who just shed some tears to my bestie earlier today when we were talking about something. I am a woman who has had rock bottom moments in my life and really scary rock bottom moments. At 19 years old, I hit rock bottom in my eating disorder that literally shaped the beginning of my career. as I healed from my eating disorder, I wanted to take all women with me because I felt like I looked around and all women were struggling with how they felt about their bodies and their relationship to food and to fitness. That literally is what spearheaded my coaching career 20 years ago now, right? I'm also the woman who has struggled with burnout and being a people pleaser and saying yes all the time. P.S. That part of me died over a decade ago, thank goodness. But it was a lot of work, you know, to grow into the person who doesn't people please as much, the person who has the woman who has boundaries, the woman who says intentional no's so that she can say heck yeses for my business and in the context of my personal life. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I don't have all the answers. I don't have it all together, but I've got so much to say, so much to share, and I can't even count on all my fingers and toes the amount of times that have people asked me to share more. And it's just time, you know, it's time to do more of my legacy work. It's time to have more conversations with you. It is time to have more conversations with other wise souls. Because honestly, we got this one life. And I don't know about you, but I really want to be brave with mine. You know who's a woman who lives beyond limits and labels and carves her own path and does things on her own terms? She's a limitless woman. And right here shortly, I have uploaded and adding to this episode, the Limitless Woman Manifesto. It's a few minute meditation. It is a me chatting to you and really helping you honor that woman that I know is inside all of you. A great little listen. Perhaps you can flag it so that you can refer back to it whenever you need. Good to take on a stroll with you. Great to start your morning. If you're feeling super overwhelmed and you want to get grounded again, great to listen to at that point. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it because I'm not going to lie. I created it. And then a couple months after, I circled back to it and it helped me. You know what they say? You teach what you need to know. Anyhow, before you tune in to the Limitless Woman Manifesto, which is how we're going to finish today's episode, I need to let you know about something super exciting that I am launching next week, and it is the Limitless Woman Academy. My dears, 15 years of entrepreneurship, 2 businesses, another about to launch, 20 years of being a personal development junkie on top of coaching thousands of other women. I have packaged this all into a course meets mastermind. Course meets mastermind because you'll have access to the course for a lifetime, and the mastermind because there's going to be a community feature to this because oh my goodness, we are so much better together and we can learn from each other. So that was just non-negotiable. The Limitless Women Academy is open for the first time on January 1st. All right, get on the wait list. There's going to be savings and bonuses. And I promise I'm never going to sell this amount of valuable education and coaching for this price ever again. And this goes back to my legacy work. How can I help? And holy schmoly, I know I can help in a big way here, in a much more accessible way than working with me one-on-one. So stick your name on that wait list for the Limitless Woman Academy and get ready to blow the roof off 2024. All right, you're ready to make magic happen. We're going to do it and we're going to do it together. So jump on that wait list. And that's it from me today, friends. All right, you can now tune into the Limitless Woman Manifesto. Close your eyes, take some big deep breaths, and channel the Limitless Woman that I know is in all of you. Thanks for being here. I will see you again in a few days. And from there on, we will have weekly episodes dropping. I am a limitless woman. I am here to write my own story This story is driven by my needs and my desire to live a life and make an impact that feels true to me. And so I choose to quiet the noise of the expectations of others. I mute the shoulds as I turn inward for the answers. I continue to check in, knowing that the outside noise can get loud and derail me from my path from time to time. I allow that to be okay, as I trust in myself that I will ultimately return and find my own way. I am a limitless woman, and I desire to live my life and make an impact on my own terms. The way others are doing it doesn't always feel right for me, and I give myself permission for that to be okay as I carve my own way in my life and in my work. I choose courage over comfort as I explore the ways that work best for me, for my life, for my health, for my business, and for the impact I want to make in the world. I choose curiosity over fear as I commit to continually learning about myself and the world around me. I equip myself with self-awareness and self-trust, the power combination that helps me navigate the toughest of storms while staying rooted in my truth. I know the most important relationship I have is with myself, and so I choose to nourish it in whatever way serves me best in this season of my life. I am a limitless woman, and I step into my power proudly. I take up space, and I refuse to play small. I use my voice to share my truth. I have the tough conversations from a place of self-worth and of good intentions. I share what I am meant to share, what I need to share, what I want to share. I am unapologetic in who I am, and when I choose to lean into this, I create flow and magic in my life and in my work. I am a limitless woman, and I proudly own my story. I release any shame, guilt, or suffering from the past, and I choose to move forward with all I have learned and a fierce dedication to living a life I now deserve. I give myself just the right dose of both compassion and a little ass-kicking, knowing that both will always come from a place of self-love. I am committed to following through on what makes me feel best. Some days I need self-compassion. Some other days, it's a little bit of ass kicking, and I know how to discern what kind of self-love I need and when. I am a limitless woman, and I choose thoughts that serve me. I know what I think is so powerful in creating the life and business I desire, and so I continually choose to release any thoughts that don't serve my higher good. I am a limitless woman, and I track the messages that my soul needs to hear. I choose to be open and take what resonates for me with permission to discard the rest. I am a limitless woman who attracts abundance, creates wealth, and resists the notion that women can't be wealthy, loving, and generous. I choose to be all those things. I believe I can define success on my own terms and achieve it without sacrificing myself, my values, or my needs. I am an empowered and fulfilled leader in my life and in my business. I am a limitless woman, and I am proud to be me. Well, that's a wrap on this episode, but if you don't want to miss out, you need to hit that follow button so we can connect again soon. Another thought is jump on my newsletter list. There are some pretty freaking great freebies coming at you. And like you heard in the episode, this is all about the legacy work. So how can I help, friends? You're going to hear a lot more about it if you stay connected. And let's go build those lives and businesses that we freaking love. Until next time.